Before the Irwin decision, there was no recovery because there was no breach of contract. Henry Moore will tell you, that in the UM context, unless you had a settlement with the UIM adjuster that he reneged on, or you had a judgment against the UIM carrier that for some reason the UIM carrier didn't pay, you didn't have a breach of contract. You did not have a breach of contract until the plaintiff insured established legal entitlement. Legal entitlement is a word of art, a phrase of art, under the UIM policy, and that legal entitlement basically means that the insured was able to establish negligence and proximate cause resulting in damages in excess of the underlying policy limit. No recovery since there was no presentment of a claim under Chapter 38, because how can you present a claim that hasn't matured and hadn't been breached? And declaratory judgments, well, I laughed when a good friend like Andy Toscano would tell me, well, you know, I'm going to file a declaratory judgment action. I'd say, well, keep dreaming. Until Irwin came down. Now the whole landscape has changed. Post-Irwin, what happens? The recovery, the Texas Supreme Court says recovery is possible under the Texas Declaratory Judgment Act. Completely different perspective. Chapter 37, not Chapter 38, all these issues about presentment and breach and all the, out the window. Now it's going to be an equitable determination. The fees must be just and equitable, and the declaratory judgment action is a proper vehicle. All right, so now it is shifted. Now my brothers, Henry Moore, Tom Crosley, Andy Toscano, all of these plaintiff's attorneys who had been behind the eight ball under Chapter 38, now it's changed. And the insurance companies know this is very well. So now I speak to my brothers and sisters on the defense side of the docket. How do we defend against this? Because I'll tell you what, Henry Moore is, he's going to go running. He's going to go running at you. He's not going to worry about Chapter 38. Everything's going to be a declaratory judgment action. Pick the proper battlefield. And I can't say enough of this. People of my generation that grew up in the Western District of Texas in federal court, the contemporary wisdom was we didn't want to get licensed in federal court because we didn't want to get criminal appointments. Well, that's gone out the window. Now there are criminal appointment schedules. You have to have certain competencies to do this, that, and the other. So there is no reason not to get licensed in the federal court because that's picking the proper battlefield because guess what? The first question I ask my young lawyers is there federal jurisdiction? Because in federal court, you can't get attorney's fees under the declaratory judgment action. So all of these threats that I'm getting, you know, you're going to pay me attorney's fees, and you know what? You can put it where the sun don't shine, and Robert, blah, 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 blah. I say, okay, you know, it sounds like you've got a case that's worth at least $500,000. I think you better sue me. Boom. If I've got over $75,000 in the amount in controversy, and I've got diversity of citizenship like I do with my Allstate clients, you are going to federal court. No ifs, ands, or buts. Because I, as the defense attorney, need to pick the proper battlefield. And the reason? See page 2 of my article for the citations on why there is no recovery of attorney's fees under the declaratory judgment action in federal court. Now, I'm not talking about the recovery of attorney's fees for insurance code violations or DTPA violations. I'm talking about the recovery of attorney's fees for the prosecution of the action. All right, narrow the issues. I don't know why people don't stipulate as to the coverage issues. As soon as one of my good friends sues me in a declaratory judgment action, first thing I do is stipulate to the coverage facts. You're going to stipulate as to the policy if there's no dispute. You're going to stipulate to all of the coverage facts except legal entitlement. You're going to have to prove negligence. You're going to have to prove causation. You're going to have to prove your damages in excess of the underlying recovery. But there is no reason to fight about all these other things that are going to be proved. They could be proven up by request for admissions. And you're going to see if you either stipulate or offer to stipulate, and your brothers and sisters on the plaintiff side of the docket refuse, then the equitable consideration is judged. Why should you pay him attorney's fees on proving all of these points that I offered to stipulate to the first 2 weeks of litigation? Make the case a car wreck case. So the basis for the recovery under the Declaratory Judgment Act, the fees have to be reasonable. What that means, that is a question of fact. The judge cannot decide that. A jury is going to have to decide that.